AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A monster storm system tore through the South and Midwest Friday night and then hit the Northeast Saturday, spawning deadly tornadoes that shredded homes and shopping centers in Arkansas and collapsed a theater roof during a heavy metal concert in Illinois. In total, at least 26 weather-related deaths have been reported across 8 states. KTHV-TV's Journey Taylor is in Indian Hills, Arkansas.
It's hard. I was in shock.
It's a new day, but the pain is still being felt. Brenda Goodson has lived at the corner of Osage in Pontiac in North Little Rock for the last 29 years, a place where she raised her family.
I'm alive. My daughter's alive. We found all our pets. All this doesn't really matter.
Many have no clue what's next for their homes and lives, but trusting and leaning hard on their community.
Donald Trump is expected to fly to New York City Monday to face his arraignment Tuesday after being indicted this week. CBS's Michael George speaks with former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton.
Security around the Lower Manhattan courthouse is very tight.
A lone wolf who is not bragging on social media that he's going to do this or going to do that. It's the unknown that's always a great concern.
While in Washington, additional barricades and security remain outside the U.S. Capitol.
Near Trump's Palm Beach estate, protesters gathered again Saturday.
After the arraignment, the former president is expected to return to Florida. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke about the upcoming arraignment of Trump at a speech in Pennsylvania. He accuses the Democrat prosecutor in New York, Alvin Bragg, of weaponizing the law.
He doesn't want to charge people with felonies. So now he turns around, purely for political purposes, and indicts a former president on misdemeanor offenses that they're straining to try to convert into felonies.
The NCAA men's tournament is set for the big game Monday.
Ninth seed Florida Atlantic seemed to have the handle on San Diego State until almost the very last second of play. Then this happened.
It's Butler with 2 seconds. He's got to put it up.
CBS's Jim Nance with the call that ends FAU's storybook season and extends San Diego State's, the Aztecs' Lamont Butler.
Once I looked up, it was 2 seconds left, so I knew I had to make a shot, and I got to a shot that I'm comfortable with, a one dribble pull up, and I'm just glad I went in.
Peter King, CBS News.
And they'll face UConn after that team defeated the University of Miami. The women's NCAA title game is today. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Life calls and you're out, but you hope someone's there to take care of you, and you feel like your day up. You're not to blame, no matter what you do or say, that's in your way.
I'll do Thank you. kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Level Down. That was Last Breath. Apathy before that. The name of the album is called Between Hope and Hell. It's up on Bandcamp and all the other streaming networks. It's definitely worth a listen because it rocks. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker will be by later. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin for the next 2 hours. Joe from 20 Minute Mission. He's going to stop in and say hello, tell us about the brand new album they have, and the CD release show coming up in Madison later this week. Also, we have new music on the way from Bad Year, The Takeaways, and Milwaukee's Jump the Bluff. Plus, we'll do The Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Go Play God, they had a show coming up on April 14th, but unfortunately Big John had foot surgery, so they had to bail out of that show. But don't worry, they're still booked for Bratfest coming up on May 26th. Here's their latest song, Weight in Salt. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jump!
Max Inc. Heavy with the takeaways and end up here. Their show coming up April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Chicago's Flatfoot 56 and Something to Do. Bad Year before that with their song Blackout from their new album Faded Memories. Their next show is at the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater here in Madison on April 7th. That's with Bad Year playing tribute to Alkaline Trio. Some of the other bands playing in that show is Tug doing a Rancid tribute, Rocksteady featuring Kayla Cush doing a No Doubt tribute, and members of Granny Shot with Help Desk doing AFI, Common Threads doing a Blink 182 tribute, and The First Rule are going to smash out some Green Day for us. That's the Rock and Roll High School, Friday, April 7th at the Majestic. That's a pretty cool show right there. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape in Madison, choose IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned tavern with great food, brewed beer, and outdoor seating with live music. Get all the details at FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. We got Joel from 20 Minute Mission stopping in the studio in just a couple of minutes. Right now, some stoner rock from Subatomic on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. A huge storm system tore through the South and Midwest on Friday, then hit the Northeast Saturday. In total, at least 26 weather-related deaths have been reported across 8 states. Chopper Ward is lead pastor at Rock City Church in Sherwood, Arkansas.
I believe what the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn for good. So this is an opportunity for the church to either put up or shut up. So we say one thing behind the pulpit, but this is the time when we really get to act like the church.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis addressing the indictment of former President Trump during a Pennsylvania stop of his book tour.
That is when you know that the law has been weaponized for political purposes. That is when you know that the left is using that to target their political opponents.
Pope Francis has attended a Palm Sunday service in St. Peter's Square a day after he was discharged from the hospital following successful treatment for a severe bout of bronchitis. Palm Sunday marks the start of Holy Week leading up to Easter Sunday next. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On a good day, you say I'm the picture of spontaneity. Then on a bad, you say I'm nothing but a flake.
Mm-hmm.
Nation's bait in the daily grind with no escape filling up your mind. A view so frail, dust starts to erode. Just staring out and let conspiracies grow. Outsider's view just may be more pertinent for this time. Ditching the angles that we see and what enters our mind. Bait in the daily grind with no escape filling up your mind. A view so frail, dust starts to erode. Just staring out and let conspiracies grow. It's a sad scene, but I still look on like a third party with no bond. Incarnation coming up from the ground. Daily grind with no escape filling up your mind. A view so frail, dust starts to erode. Just staring out and let conspiracies grow. It's a sad scene, but I still look on like a third party with no bond. Incarnation's coming up from the ground, burning my eyes. Choking every sound.
"29 Palms" from 20 Minute Mission on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Welcome to the show, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker here. Be sure to check out the Max Inc. Radio podcast page up at civicmedia.us. You can hear the full shows from previous weeks, busted out interviews, and special content. It's all at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, 20 Minute Mission is a Madison-based punk post quartet, and their self-titled debut featured the song 29 Palms, which finished at number 7 in Max Inc.'s Top 41 of 2020. 20 Minute Mission's new album, Desiderium, features the song Words, which ironically was written while listening to the Top 41 broadcast on Max Inc. Radio. Here to tell us about 20 Minute Mission, the new album, the new single, and the release show is guitarist and singer Joel Gove. Joel, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Joel.
Thank you very much for having me. It's very appreciated, all the support we get from local radio, so I'm happy to be here.
You know, for those who might not be familiar with 20 Minute Mission, tell us a little backstory on the band. I mean, you were a post-punk trio a little while ago, and you've added a new member, so let's get caught up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started, you know, 2019 as just a two-piece with just Mike and myself, eventually added Steve, and then COVID hit, and it put a stall to everything like everybody's. But we still were able to make two albums during that time, so it didn't totally stall. Just sort of progressing. Steve is actually a guitarist also, so we wanted to get him back to his roots. So we put out an ad. We were basically a band mix ad. I mean, if band mix wanted to, you know, a poster child, we could be it, because we're all band mix people, and that's how we met each other through that. And so eventually ran into Tim, our new bass player. Great. A lot of people might know him throughout town. He does a lot of open mics at the Locker Room. Actually, he does even more through Mickey's also. I know he does a Sunday night at Mickey's. But we picked him up maybe 3-4 months ago. I know like 2 weeks before our first rehearsal, Mike gave him our CD. He walked in, knew 4 songs already, And I thought we taught him like two more that night, and we probably had a full set within 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That went pretty fast.
Yeah, and not that our songs are the most complicated or anything like that, but yeah, I was going to say it was just almost instantaneously he was able to pick everything up.
And it sounds like you all kind of really gelled together in a very short period of time as well.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say good personalities, all fit sort of together. I mean, we're in our 50s, so we take it seriously, but we don't, you know, we're not like too serious about it. We know, you know, we're not going to be rock stars or anything like that. You know, maybe someday we'd still have that spirit, but, you know, it's not, you know.
That describes Rocker and I perfectly. We're both in our 50s, and we're not going to be rock stars anytime soon either. Rocker.
Dude, I don't know, but, you know, I'm going to probably have to quit the show and go on tour with Iron Plow here. No, all jokes aside, we heard 29 Palms a few minutes ago, and it won number 7 on Max Inc. Radio's Top 41 of 2020. And we'll hear it in just a moment, but the new song Words was written while listening to the broadcast. So tell us about the origin story of Words.
Okay. So that New Year's Eve, my wife and I, you know, we basically planned the night around your guys' show. Tuned on. Yeah, yes. I was going to say tuned on. Decided we got this brand new game, 6-word memoir game, which, you know, is basically writing a story with only 6 words. And the person who's reading it has to fill in all the blanks. So you try to figure out the 6 most significant words of a story and put those down. And then, you know, like I said, the reader has to fill in all the blanks. So we started playing, you know, and, you know, Mike and I were the only two members of the band at the time. We both thought we'd come in like a 35 or something like that. You know, it kept going 30, 20, 15, and we just, my wife and I just kept playing this game, and, you know, I was even sitting there going, I don't even like this song that much, what is going on in that stuff, and finally it came in at 7, so, you know, we were sitting there, we listened to the rest of the show. I will, side note, the best part about the show was hearing all the talent. I was going to say, it was an amazing show, so many great songs and that stuff, but, so we got done with the night, my wife and I probably had at least 40 pages of 6-word memoirs. Wow. And with probably like 7 or 8 on each page, because obviously there are only 6 words in that stuff. So I was sitting here with this pile of paper and just sort of started piecing them together to see, you know, which ones sort of fit together with the song and that, or just sort of fit together into any song at that point. And after a while, I had the music for 6 words, and I was like, let's see what fits and works. The choruses, which are sung with me and my wonderful niece, Francesca, who does a great job, the female voice in that song, that is directly from that night, all those words.
Wow.
That's a great story. And you're right. I mean, obviously, I'm a little biased. I like the Top 41 because, you know, we host the show. But you're right. There's so much talent, so many awesome songs. And I love the participation of everybody getting together, voting for the stuff, and cheering for their favorite band or their favorite song.
It's a good thing that it went at number 7. If it would have went at 30, so, that would be a short song.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other stuff was, I mean, it's sort of an ode, the whole song is an ode to board games, and then, because another game my wife and I play when we watch movies is called, you know, it's Chekhov's Gun, trying to identify Chekhov's gun early on in the movie. And that's basically what the verses are about, that game that we play. So sort of a geeky song in its origins, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Joe from 20 Minute Mission is here with us on Max and Kevy. Joe, tell us about the sophomore album, Desiderium, and the meaning behind the album name.
So Desiderium was named by our drummer, Mike, who is a major in the Army. And it is, I mean, by definition, Desiderium is longing for a past. And that's basically what it was about. He, you know, it's a little backstory. It's with one of his buddies who he's very good friends with, was with him when he got shot. And so it's, you know, this longing, you know, and even though it's a heart, he's had some hard times being in the Army, and that he still has this very much of a longing to get back with his friends in the Army, and the camaraderie that he's built in the Army is, you know, probably the most meaningful thing to him. Yeah, I mean, outside of his family, sorry Stephanie and kids, and that stuff. So it's just about longing for the past, And then we were having trouble getting art done. And then we sort of got artwork, because originally the album was not supposed to be named that. We got some artwork in. I showed the artwork to some friends, and like, and it's a robot with this expression on his face. I was like, what does this say to you? And like everybody said, well, it looks like he has a longing look in his face. And so like, I was like, it's sort of like the pitcher wrote the story. I was like, well, I guess that should, Does a Dream should be the name of the album then. So
where did the artwork come from?
Is a friend of mine I met when I was in Lisbon, Portugal, actually. And before I was in the band, I contacted her. She's done album covers I've seen. Contacted her, basically was commissioned work, asked her if she could, you know, gave her some ideas. She wrote it or drew it up and sent it to us and that. So
nice. And of course, 20 Minute Mission, your guys' release show is coming up April 8th at the Locker Room here on Madison's East Side. Tell us who's on the bill.
It'll be us from Milwaukee. It'll be Jump the Bluff and then another Madison band called Mother Material. They've been playing out on Northside, played Beer Rock a few times and that.
Nice, in a Locker Room, nice little venue on Madison's North Side off of North Sherman.
Yeah, I was going to say, right behind the Esquire Club, should be a pretty nice and intimate occasion. Hopefully get quite a few people there.
Nice, and the new album is going to be up online, I'm assuming everywhere, right?
Yep, it'll be up earlier that week, and then we will have hard copies on the 8th if somebody is interested, along with some other new merch, hopefully. Sort of came up out of the blue. We sort of got everything together, really came together really good at the end, recorded the album at Maximum Inc., mastered at Vance. Megatone, Megatone by Paul, and mastered by Dan at Megatone, and then reproduced over at Super Duper on the East Side.
Dude, how cool was it work with Sluder?
Oh, it's awesome. I was going to say, I love my time with Paul. Great idea person. I've never, you know, he's going to say gives good ideas, but he never pushes them on it on you. So, no, it's perfect work situation.
And, you know, as a musician and being in a band, having your work done at a quality studio like Megatone and the master Schluter, I mean, we play a lot of music that comes out of Megatone Rocker, and it always sounds so good.
Megatone is very prolific when it comes to music production. I mean, they put out a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah. And with Paul being in so many different styles of bands also, I mean, he just can draw from, you know, country, rock, metal, and all that stuff, which, like I said, great to work with them.
Funny you said country first.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, Rocker and I, we often laugh about that because, you know, Rocker knows him from Last Crack. You know?
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll, stoner rock of the 90s, I guess.
And now he's a married guy playing in a country band.
Yep. Yeah.
How'd that happen? Hey, Joe. Thanks to you so much for taking the time to come in and speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Let's take a listen to the new single from 20 Minute Mission's third album, Desiderium. And this is Words on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Because it never entered in.
couldn't be. Never was handsome with off-red hair, but sitting on your perch. Fueled by the sun with lingerie tons, we sit and watch you search as your clown slowly stops to lurch. Premeditated thoughts with intermittent fate, your pulse a Christian thing for you to do as you have told with your spine that never gets rolled. That is why I said my good days, your voice is soon erased. Producing apathy got me here, and I'll take my ride to taste. Now it's my time to waste.
This is Joel from 20 Minute Mission. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
20-minute mission with Room 8 on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Words before that. Thanks to Joel for stopping in tonight. Hey, stick around. We got Essential Last Crack coming up, plus another hour of great local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. 20-minute missions CD release party is happening at the Locker Room on Saturday, April 8th, with Mother Material and this band right here out of Milwaukee. They're called Jump the Bluff. Here's their new song called Yellow Armband on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Radio. Radio for the people.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.